So you can go and you can get your USB
your
poo stick.
You have to say your poop USB.
That is all the time that we have for tonight. Molly, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Molly. This was fun having you.
Thanks. I wish I had known more about.
No, you held your own for. I was going to say, you held your own for the purpose of the.
We will see you again in 2 weeks.
We will.
Shay Spillane.
I love you all.
And I'm Derek Gary. Until next time, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw,
we would be really awesome.
We
and we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
to see. One day we're gonna control Boston. Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20
and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to On the Town with Mikey D. I am Phil. I am bringing you Boston and New England music until midnight. So I'm going to take some requests. We're going to talk to Scott Damgard a little bit later. The phone number is 855-915-WMFO. Hopefully everything will be fine with Scott Damgard calling in a little bit later. It's a phoner, as most people in the business call it. But anyway, here we go. Let's just fire everything off, huh? We'll be right back.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Summer.
Gotta hit that boiling point. Feel the heat.
91.5 WMFU. That was Age Rings with Rock and Roll is Dead from Black Honey. Before that, I had Aaron Harp and the Delta Swingers with Lonely Leaving Town from Big Road. This Bliss with a Simmer Two Times. Simmer 2X? Simmer Two Times? This Bliss, give me a call. Tell me how to pronounce your song. From Forensic Styles, that is Summer 2X. And I started that all off with Sidecar Radio with Hospitals on Fire. And believe it or not, that EP, Dreadnought Cosmonaut, came out 10 years ago. I think there's going to be a little bit of a theme going on tonight. I'm going to see what I can dig up in the hallowed library of WMFO on the Tone Mikey D and see what came out 10 years ago. So that'll be a nice little fun project. If you have any suggestions, 855-915-WMFO. I look forward to hearing your suggestions. Anyway, let's keep things going. I gotta thank a fellow on the town host, Pamica, for this one. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
You're brittle heart, you little the fun in everything you've done. Tell your mother nothing's wrong. Sing till you believe the song. It's a he said, she said lie. Why can't we all just get along?
Of ecstasy. Tell me, sweet. sweet poetry, 'cause I forgot how to read. I'm just a little bit illiterate, but maybe I can learn to write.
WMFO, brand new stuff from Fuzzkill. They just released their debut album, Happen, last week. Yeah, last Friday. It was awesome. All right, that was Ecstasy. I played The Luxury with Take It Back from In the Wake of What Won't Change, which came out in 2009. Feel old yet? Anyway, The Goodbye Theory with Don't Tell Me How I Really Feel, and I started that block off with Rules with Detroit. The band name is self-explanatory. Anyway, you're listening On the Tone of Mikey D. I'm Phil. I'm going to be sprinkling some 2009 tunes in with everything else. So I hope you love it. I am still taking suggestions. That is, if you give me a call, 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. And I did make a post on the Town with Mikey D Facebook page. You can check that out and leave your suggestions there, too. But anyway, this is a request. It's not a 2009 request, but I did say I was taking requests. So, and enjoy. 91.5. WMFO.
I'm a little upset. to calm down, mister. Take a big deep breath. There's a whole lot of life you'll be missing. You're gonna dig and crawl through this emptiness and find yourself.
91.5 WMFO. That is the Hammond Group with Save More. An amazing commercial if I ever heard one. All right, Bang Camaro had She's Gone Critical. That came out in 2009. I can't believe it's been 10 years. Oh, man. And I started that off with Cast Irons, It's Unsettled, and A Bunch of Jerks with CIA on My Back. Yes. And we're about to begin hour number two. So, without further ado, we're going to have some Never Read the Comments. Enjoy.
And now it's time for Never Read the Comments with your host, Goddamn Glenn.
Wheelman, it smells like incense in here. What is that?
I'm a little more focused on the fact that we're trapped inside of a box together in the dark. But it does smell like someone's grandma's house in here.
Hey, wait. I hear someone. Is that singing?
I'm not sure what that is.